This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What movie is this from, Jimmy?
It is from Big.
This is from Big?
Yeah, according to the soundtrack.
Man, it's I don't remember. I mean, it might be from Big, but I feel like it was from something else as well, right?
Planes,
working for a living?
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Working. This is Huey Lewis in the News?
This has been on a bunch of movies. Yeah, I correlate songs with movies. This has been on a bunch of movies.
Man, I don't remember this from being Big. But I mean, obviously, it probably was.
So random, too. Like, of all the Tom Hanks movies to choose from,
right.
All the songs to choose from,
well,
Tom
Forrest
Hanks.
Well, Forrest Gump is one of the best-selling soundtracks of all time. And Jimmy's like, oh, yeah.
Are you just hating? Stop hating on Jimmy Stallone.
No, I'm not hating. Like, it's just random. Like, this song from Big. I don't know. It's just like just random.
But that's what I love about Jimmy. That's what I love about Jimmy, because you would come back around the world, around the world, around the world.
Such a good song.
Damn. Halftime at the PSG game. You know, I was looking Pro Football Network. They did every NFL team's 2025 MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. Now you would imagine, well, I'll ask you, who do you think would be the Miami Dolphins, according to Pro Football Network?
Yeah.
Who do you think the Miami Dolphins MVP candidate would be going into next season?
Tua. Gotta be Tua.
Solana?
Tua or Minka Fitzpatrick?
So it's
safety?
It's Tyreek Hill. It's a ridiculous.
No.
It was a ridiculous answer. So long.
Why?
The safety.
I will double your salary if Minka Fitzpatrick is the Dolphins MVP candidate going into next season.
Mark the tape, Jimmy.
Jimmy, lose that tape.
A safety?
Yeah, no, I mean, we don't have to get into it. Like, I think it was Tua, but I do think if Minka Fitzpatrick is the best player on the Dolphins' defense, it would be huge, because the Dolphins literally have nobody else of note in the secondary.
Is he the best player already on the defense? That's a good question.
Definitely on the defense, but in the secondary, I mean, you can't name me anybody else other than Kader Kohou in the Dolphins' secondary right now. So, like, Minka Fitzpatrick has to carry that entire secondary, all the DBs. I truly believe it. So I think he needs to be the Dolphins' MVP this year if they're going to be good, or one of their MVPs this year.
It would be if Chubb or Jalen come back from injury strong. Mm. That's what it would be. It would be one of those pass rushers. I'm with you, Solana. As we sit here today, they play a game tomorrow. Minka Fitzpatrick is the best one touching the field. But if one of them pass rushers come back, and for their defense to be good, we need to get a couple of those pass rushers back. Chop Robinson got to do his thing.
Found it interesting that Tyreek Hill is Pro Football Network's choice for the pot because most of them are quarterbacks. Obviously, I think Saquon is, you know, a non-quarterback who's a up the as a team MVP possibility. I just found it interesting because remember yesterday we were looking at the Hard Rock props and they don't even have Tyreek Hill catching for 1,000 yards. Like they're expecting a down season. I'll read you what it says on Pro Football Network. Tua Tagovailoa might be the more realistic MVP candidate for the Dolphins simply because he plays quarterback. But Tyreek Hill is the one most likely to do something we've never seen thanks to his speed and explosiveness. Hill is one of the most dangerous players in the league. His 2024 season wasn't his best, mostly because of quarterback issues. But in 2023, he led the NFL in receiving yards and touchdowns. The Dolphins went 8-9 last season. If they stay healthy, Mike McDaniel's offense could return to elite form. In 2023, they led the NFL in yards and were second in scoring. If that version of Miami returns, Hill will be a huge reason why. And I thought it was interesting because when I read it, you know, I have relied on ignoring last season and counting the 2023 season in every argument I give you for Tua and Mike McDaniel. But for whatever reason, I have not extended that same thing to Tyreek Hill. But this one made me kind of sit up and go, you know what? Maybe I should be extending that kind of courtesy to Tyreek Hill as well and just write off last season for all the players involved. And if you go back to 23, Tyreek Hill, I mean, last year we were talking about a 2,000-yard season. And it was based on what he had done in 2023. So maybe they're not that far off on that.
Tyreek Hill didn't have a 100-yard game with Tua healthy because Tua played in the Green Bay game. What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The last 11 games of the season, Tyreek didn't break 100 yards until the last game, Jacksonville, which was worthless. Tua can go for 300, Hawk, and Tyreek can still have 4 for 16.
But I mean, let's be honest. Last year, all those catches were going to Odell Beckham, and now that he's not on the team anymore, that should free up some passes for Tyreek Hill.
Worst acquisition in the history of the franchise.
I don't know. I'm just saying, if I write off 24. And just say, don't count that against Tua. Don't count it against Mike McDaniel. I should probably do that for Tyreek Hill. And that being said, just talking about what we were saying yesterday about the overs, the player props. I mean, you should probably bet Tyreek over on receiving yards. Again, if you follow my rationale that 2023 is the more representative version of the Dolphins team than 2024, you should probably play the overs because his overs are very depressed right now because of last season.
And Tua can still ball. Tua can go for 350 and Tyreek gets double teamed every play and he throws it Jalen Waddle, Darren Waller balls. Like you can isolate Tyreek Hill, but you can't stop the quarterback that's going to throw the ball 30 times a game.
I got you. But great receivers, we've talked about it. Great receivers have a way of getting the ball. And great coaches have a way of getting the ball in, and great quarterbacks too, have a way of getting the ball in great receivers' hands, even when the defense is keying on that player.
Are all three of our sectors of what you just said great? Because I think
we're gonna find out.
I think Tyreek's great. I know Tua's very good. I don't know if McDaniel is great.
I don't know.
But that was the most, you know, frustrating part about last season when Tua was healthy. Oh yeah, they're playing four high, you know, and it's like, who cares? Like what, teams haven't doubled Tyreek Hill in the past? I get it. He was a little banged up. And then the way he ended the season quitting, like we're all frustrated with Tyreek Hill. But remember I hate to read this again. I read the stat to you guys yesterday from Chris Perkins. I still have it written down. Over the past 2 years, the Dolphins are 11-0. And average 35 points per game when Tyreek Hill has 100 yards or more receiving. When he has 99 yards of receiving or less, the Dolphins are 7-16 and average 18 points per game. Maybe we should be surprised with what Pro Football Talk is saying, Hawk, Tyreek Hill is without a doubt the best player on the Miami Dolphins. Like, without a doubt, if you just ranked players on the team. And you need your best player to be your best player. And he wasn't a season ago. So they're probably right. Tua is great, but Tyreek Hill makes him even better.
Tyreek Hill has been an elite NFL player before. Tua hasn't been elite. He's been very good. I'm a big fan of his, but Tyreek Hill has been elite. By the way, someone texted in. They're 100% correct. That song, Jimmy, is from my cousin Vinny. That's where I knew that song from. That 100% is in my cousin Vinny and much more recognizable from that.
It was in Big Two.
I'm not disputing this that. I'm just saying I knew it from another movie. It was my cousin Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is the tough thing about, and this is right back on Mike McDaniel, who is the, what'd you say, Hawk, the second leading coach to lose his job, you know.
Yeah, right behind Brian Daboll.
I'm just going off targets. I'm not talking about yards or receptions, just targets. Ja'Marr Chase 1, Neighbors 2, Drake London, Atlanta 3, Justin Jefferson 4, Garrett Wilson tied with 154 at 5. CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy in Cleveland, just targets, just getting them an opportunity to make a play. Tyreek Hill's 19.
But it was, again, a down season for everyone involved. Give me that same stat. Give me the target stat for 2023.
You know what?
All I'm saying is this, and I understand this is convenient on my part. I am saying forget the most recent season. Look at the stats from 2023. And use those as your expectations for the coming season.
And I'll prove your point right now. CeeDee Lamb 1, Devon Adams 2, Tyreek Hill, 3 with 171. Garrett Wilson, yeah. Amon St. Brown, Stephon Diggs, yeah. Puka Nacua, A.J. Brown, all those top receivers, that's what it should be.
And Tyreek was 3.
And Tyreek was 3 yeah. 2 years ago.
That's all I'm saying. Again, very convenient for my argument. I get it. But I have not extended that same kind of sensibility to Tyreek for the upcoming season that I have for Tua and that I have for Mike McDaniel. And reading what Pro Football Network had written there about MVP candidates got me thinking like, huh, if I am going to say, hey, go back to 2023, well, then Tyreek Hill probably is your MVP candidate, and you probably should expect a damn great season from Tyreek Hill.
But if Tyreek goes for 1,700 and Tua throws for 4,500, Tua's still going to be the MVP.
Probably.
Probably. I don't know. I don't know. He wasn't 2 years ago.
I think just based on the conversation we're having and the stats you read from 23 versus 24, I want to bet Tua overs and Tyreek Hill overs.
There was
Liam Eichenberg still playing?
I'm going to bet his overs as well.
Bet over sacks. Sacks given up.
There was like a 3 week stretch in 23 early in the season after the 70 point game. Tua was in the MVP conversation. But then by the end of that season, even before the Tennessee loss, Tyreek chasing 2,000 yards was like the headline, and mm-hmm. Tua fell out of the MVP race. Tyreek didn't. I remember some of us taking flyers on Tyreek Hill to win MVP because we thought, hey, he's going to get to 2,000, and if he does, no matter where the Dolphins are in the playoff race, he's going to win MVP. It's never been done before by somebody of his stature. He's the MVP, bro.
Hmm. As a betting man, I bet Tua. But I can see the other side if everything gets back on track from 24 months ago.
That's all I'm saying is I've been saying everything's going to get back on track from 2023, but I've been discounting Tyreek Hill as part of that for some reason, and I probably shouldn't be doing that because he was the key cog in the 2023 stats. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
PSG still leads Real Madrid 3-0. They scored a fourth goal, but it was ruled offside. So Real Madrid actually has a free kick right now just outside the 18-yard box, and they'll have a chance to try to get back into this game for those of us that have a parlay working. With both teams to score, a goal here would certainly be great.
All I have is $100 on PSG at even money, so I'll win $200. They offered me $183, the Hard Rock app. I did not take it because I want the extra $17.
Get your $17, big dog.
But I couch it all with I lost $115 on a Caitlin Clark parlay earlier. So I could win this bet and still be down for the day.
Mm.
I have to make it up on Pete Crow Armstrong tonight, Cubbies.
Hey, Crowder, I've been trying to convince Hawk. You know, we got to jump on a new train. We got to jump on a new bandwagon with the Miami Marlins because they've won 11 consecutive road games, and they're only 6.5, 7 games out of a wild card spot.
Yeah,
they've won 12 of their last 15. Like they're literally. One of the best teams, hottest team in baseball right now.
Hottest team in baseball.
They scored 12 runs yesterday, and the Gus Bus, he's dominating.
Who's that?
The Augustin Gus Ramirez. But I'm not. I'm Mervis Militia. I ride till I die. So I'm not
Look,
being
he
a
doesn't
Johnny
play on the team.
Well, and one day he will.
No, he won't.
Well, he might.
He might.
I'm ride or die with Matt Mervis. I'm not going to be a Johnny come lately on the Gus bus, even though the wheels on the Gus go round and round. It's not me.
Xavier.
Stole that line from Dr. Chuck.
Texas. Stowers. Let's go with Stout. He's going there. Easy, though.
You're just gonna pluck the All Star guy and go, hey, I'm his biggest fan.
The best rider guy on the team. Why do you like Jordan? Why didn't you love Horace Grant?
Well, I did love Horace Grant first.
You
of
didn't
all.
Love Horace Grant.
I absolutely.
You had a Horace Grant jersey.
Loved Hogo.
You had a Horace Grant jersey.
I had goggles.
Because you decided to wear them goofy ass goggles.
Stower Stallions does have a decent ring to it, does it not?
Stower Stallions.
Woo. I'm on
I
the
like
that. Yeah, you guys have shown your true colors.
All right, well, just hear me out. This is from Kyle Seeloff last night. Okay, he tweeted this out. Playing for Marlins from start of their careers through the first 66 games played, Augustin Ramirez. Home runs, 14. That's tied for first.
All right.
Doubles, 18. Second on that list.
Matt Mervis was pacing for both those. But
pacing
anyway.
For nothing.
Extra base hits, 33. First place. And ribbies, 40, which is fourth on this list. I mean, the dude is literally going to be an all-star. Like, we're talking about the next Miguel Cabrera, perhaps.
Went from that to a triple crown, huh? That's your comparison?
Maybe.
Huh. You're Maybe. Saying that's what Kyle Seeloff said? He said he's the next Miguel Cabrera?
No. That was my own addition to Kyle Seeloff's tweet. But, I mean, through 66 games, tied for first all time for New Marlins with 14 home runs, second in doubles, first in extra base hits, fourth in ribbies through 66 games. Like,
stop complaining, Asensio. Guys walking around the whole match like that. Nah, you know who Augustin Ramirez could be? He could be the next Matt Mervis.
Okay.
The next Matt Mervis? I use Chicago Bulls because you're from Chicago. Did you love B.J. Armstrong?
Loved B.J. Armstrong.
Didn't love
B. Yes,
Armstrong.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
That's ridiculous, Hawk. He's not even B.J. Armstrong. Let me pull up their roster.
Who's not even B.J. Armstrong?
Matt Mervis.
Right. Matt Mervis
got
was...
benched in the AAA.
Matt Mervis, what? No, he didn't get benched. He got shadow banned. Wake up.
Jesus.
Open your eyes.
My eyes wide open.
Matt Mervis reminds me of a 1970s Chicago Bulls center, Tom Boerwinkle.
I don't know who these guys are. You love Jack Haley?
Love Jack Haley. Don't you remember him with the Lakers, too?
Or Randy Brown. You loved good Randy Brown.
Loved Randy Brown. Magic number 8.
Dickie Simpson.
Dickie Simpkins lived across the street from my brother where we had the barbecue last weekend. This is back when Dickie Simpkins was playing for the Bulls. Brian pulls into his driveway one day, and he looks across the street and goes, that's Dickie Simpkins. And then after a while, his playing time diminished, and he also stopped paying his HOA dues, and they had to bounce him.
So, Hawk, in 96, you were 47 years old, and you had a Dickie Simpkins jersey.
I loved Dickie Simpkins.
Lie.
I can tell you the street he lived on.
Matt Mervis is Dickie Simpkins.
No, go ahead. Be a fan of Augustin Ramirez. Go ahead.
I am.
Turn your back on your day ones. Go ahead. I'm not.
Turn my back.
I mean, maybe we just made a mistake. It's okay to admit.
Hey, maybe you made a mistake. I didn't. I'm nasty Nick Tarnaski, and I'm going right into the drink with Matt Mervis.
What is he talking about?
But I think the problem is that the Marlins are nasty Nick Tarnaski, and the guy who got put into the drink was Matt Mervis. And you're going down with him, Hawk.
Right. Nasty Nick Tarnaski shadow banned that golfer. Shadow banned him. You don't think the guy who crawled out of the lake was the same guy who went in, do you?
Huh? I don't really understand the shadow badge, shadow band, whatever the hell.
Well, I give him a shadow badge.
Shadow band.
Shadow badge.
All right, Inter Miami plays tonight. Just to round out your headlines, I don't really know what we accomplished here, but Inter Miami plays tonight.
We actually solved a major issue for the Dolphins next season in this segment.
Which one?
Forget about last season for everybody. Okay. Look at the stats from 2023 and tell me how you feel. Pretend last season didn't exist. Last season was shadow banned. So the most recent season in our minds should be 2023. Tell me you're not excited about the upcoming Dolphins season. Oh, by the way, they added Darren Waller.
But remember,
in 2024, when he quit, he wasn't there anyway. Because 2024 doesn't exist in our world.
Let's say it existed. And even with the game, take out the five games of Tua. Even with Tua not playing those five games, the other 12 games were not that impressive either.
For what? The season that didn't exist? Couldn't tell you.
What'd you got, Solana?
Can't comment on something I've never seen.
Getting a call from a dental center.
Right, gonna have to schedule. They have you on speed dial.
Have to schedule an appointment soon.
Yeah, their insurance is due. They got to get the dummy in there to pay some bills.
Their lease just went up. Call Solana.
We need $8,000. No problem, Doc.
Inter Miami tonight. They're in New England. Play at Gillette Stadium, as you mentioned earlier, Hawk. And Los Modelines, the Gus Bus, on the field tonight. They play game 3 of 4 against the Rojos at 7:10 p.m. Tomorrow they'll play a little bit earlier in Cincinnati, the Twin City. I always get that confused. Cincinnati, Twin City, or Minnesota, Twin City?
Minnesota is the Twin Cities.
I think Cincinnati is known as a Twin City also.
No, it's not. No.
Yeah. You know what? No. I remember doing this bit with you before, and there is like some weird thing where they call themselves a Twin City as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, what is it? It's Minnesota and St. Paul.
No, correct. Those are the actual Twin Cities.
That's why I go skiing. My ski destination.
Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Ridiculous,
oh, no. I'm sorry.
Where I go skiing.
I'm sorry. It's not the Twin Cities. It is the Queen City. Cincinnati is the Queen City. Excuse me.
Gotcha.
That's my fault. Yeah. That's what it was, though.
It's pretty damn cool. I was there.
Religion. That is a religion there.
I did the show from Cincinnati on opening day this year and last year. Bro, it's nuts around that.
I would love to see a baseball game there.
Great American Ballpark. That's what it's called. The Cincinnati Red Stadium, the Great American Ballpark.
It is. It's right on the river, and them people are so nice. Awesome. Is
there a Skyline Chili near there, you think?
There is. I've been to it.
Oh,
there's bars.
How are we not there right now?
Everywhere leading into the stadium.
Who cares about bars? Is there a Skyline Chili?
I care about bars. I don't need no damn chili.
Speaking of bars, did you see Will Smith's diss track on Will Smith?
He killed himself?
Kind of.
Send me the link.
I'll send it to you on Instagram. Can't play it because there's some curse words in it.
This is 100% midlife crisis.
Breakdown. He's having a breakdown.
Yeah, he is.
Yep. Yeah.
Girls.
It's our song, Jimmy.
Crack it up, Jimbo.
Your weather. 88 degrees. Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. That is your weather.
Going to give you a treat in the next segment. It's a quickie, but it's a good one. Today is Tom Hanks' birthday. We had our little discussion in the 3 o'clock hour about Tom Hanks. It reminded us of a great Mount Rushmore that Solana once gifted to us. Mount Rushmore of American Heroes, I believe. And there are some gems in there. So we're going to do that in the next segment. So don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, this is from Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Much more recognizable Tom Hanks soundtrack than Big with Robert Loggia.
Something jumped up and bit me.
It really is a great movie. But great. That his range as an actor to be able to play Forrest Gump and then be able to play Sully and then be able to play Captain Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he really runs the gamut.
Crazy, yes. He's one of the best. Alana asked earlier, he's a Mount Rushmore actor of all time.
So today is Tom Hanks' birthday. And as we were talking about him in the 3 o'clock hour, it got me to thinking about this Mount Rushmore that Solana put together. It has to be 5-6 years ago, right, Solana?
This was actually like the first month of me joining the show. This right. is 2019. Tyler Hero right. was just drafted June.
That's why we were doing Mount Rushmore of Heroes for Tyler Hero.
Think about it. The draft is what, like June 15th or June 20th? Yeah. So this was the day or 2 days after the Heat draft Tyler Hero. This is literally like the first month of me being a part of this show.
All right. Well, here it is without further ado for Tom Hanks' birthday, Solana's Mount Rushmore of Heroes. So Tyler Hero is your newest member of the Miami Heat. Drafted him last night with the 13th pick. Alejandro Solana has been compiling lists for the last 3 hours and 7 minutes. What did you want to do? You have a Mount Rushmore of Heroes?
We have two options here.
Hawk.
Okay. Hey, I love when he talks to me as a game show announcer. We have two options here, Hawk. All right, what do you got?
We'll ask Chan what we want.
Nobody calls me Chan.
Chan, listen to the question.
Do you want a Mount Rushmore of heroes?
Uh-huh.
Or a Mount Rushmore of the top 13, so the number 13 NBA draft picks of all time?
So you have, come on, these are your own personal opinions.
My personal Mount Rushmores.
Okay, so a Mount Rushmore of actual number 13 picks.
Number 13 picks in the history of the NBA draft.
Or a Mount Rushmore of heroes.
Heroes.
Because his last name is Hero. Or I'll add a third option, none of the above. If you want to hear none of the above, you just let me know. Just hit the buzzer and we'll get none of the above. And then maybe you'll tweet out your list, Solana.
Okay.
Chan got heroes.
Chan wants to hear.
Chan.
My friend Chan here wants to hear Alejandro Solana's Mount Rushmore of heroes. The floor is yours, Alejandro.
Let's start off with number four. We're going to go with Chesley Burnett Sullenberger III.
Oh, I got you. You're talking about actual heroes. Okay, Sully, one of my favorite pilots.
What a ridiculous comment. Who would have a favorite pilot?
What a ridiculous comment I just made. What other pilots? I'm talking about actual commercial jetliner pilots.
I was going to say Amelia.
Amelia Earhart. Yeah, there you go.
That's more than I got.
Jim Tillman. He was a Chicago newscaster, but also a pilot. Sully. That is an American hero.
He's a hero?
He landed the plane on the Hudson. Any other pilot probably would have tried to turn around and park that thing over at Teterboro. I've seen that movie a billion times. They wanted him to go to Teterboro. Pull up, birds. I got all the lines. Sully, that's an excellent one. And you pronounced his first name Chesley, which is great. Most people say Chelsea.
Well, there's an S before the L. So
correct.
It's Chesley.
Right. But you can't hit February. But so don't drop that on me, hotshot. What's okay. your number three or however you're doing this?
Number three, live from the dais over here.
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
She's not real.
But like, and is out of all the Marvel superheroes,
it's my favorite.
All right.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah. Of course, she's an actress playing the role of Wonder Woman, but go ahead.
Sully, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I'm with
two.
Sully because he's an actual hero. Wonder Woman's a made up character, half wonder, half woman. Mm-hmm. Who's number two?
Number two, Tom Hanks.
For playing Sully.
Spit out my cup.
How long did it take you to put this list together?
Is it Tom Hanks for playing Sully, or is it because of Castaway? Like, I mean, because he saved the package in that last package at the end. That was pretty heroic.
With the wings
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, that was pretty heroic.
No. It's Tom Hanks as Sully.
So a pilot that landed a plane in water makes the list twice.
Right. Right.
All okay. The heroes. Martin Luther King couldn't sneak on here?
Well, my fourth was, it was going to be.
Don't let him bully you. Who's the fourth on your Mount Rushmore?
It's Jesse Owens, Crowder. Congrats.
Congrats to me?
Congrats.
What did I do? Jesse did it.
Oh, my God. That was excellent.
It took you 3 hours to come
well
up with that
Well done
one.
By you. Hard to take issue with anybody on there.
Sully, Wonder Woman, the actor that played Sully, and Jesse Owens.
I tell you, man, I didn't see that left turn coming with Tom Hanks.
I don't like it.
That was excellent, man. Oh, and somebody point, a bunch of people point out Wonder Woman, I said, is a Marvel superhero. She is not. She's DC Comics.
Thanks.
And
oh, thanks,
that has outraged people. I'm pretty sure all those texts are from Jim DeJoseph.
I'll tell you one thing. What kind of damn bachelor party would it be to go to where she's from?
Oh, my goodness. I've seen that movie. What? That planet. Is that a planet?
Like no, it's like a dimension.
It's a land.
A hidden island. Man.
All right, I'll give you a tough one here. What's the name of her little area?
I know I call it something. You got a different name? What's the name?
What's the name of where Wonder Woman is from?
I mean, Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know? Does anybody know where Wonder Woman, like, what's the area? Someone texted in 56022 because
Themyscira.
What?
That sounds about right.
Themyscira.
Are you sure?
Themyscira.
I thought it was like land of the something or.
I looked up Wonder Woman's land on Google. First thing that comes
they
up.
Were riding, they were riding them horses.
Yeah.
And they were jumping off of them, shooting arrows at people.
It says, origin, in her debut in All-Star Comics number 8, Diana was a member of a tribe of women called the Amazons, native to Paradise Island, a secluded island set in the middle of a vast ocean. So I was going to ask you, would you rather go to Wakanda? Because I know you've got a strong feeling for Wakanda.
Yep.
Or would you rather go to Paradise Island in the vast ocean where Wonder Woman and all her friends are riding horses?
It's a tough one, but I'm going to fudge it. The technology in Wakanda can find Paradise Island.
No, you can only go
to Wakanda first.
Nope, once you go there, you can't go anywhere else.
Me and the Black Panther get us in our ship. I say, bro, before you go fight crime, drop me off at Paradise Island where the women are riding the horses.
Excellent Mount Rushmore, Solana. Very well done. That was delightful. That's a delightful trip back in time. I get as delighted hearing it 6 years later as I did right then when he says Tom Hanks as Sully.
And then he throws me Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens. And blurts out, congrats to you.
Yeah, me and Jesse are tight.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.